Welcome back to The Money Show, an exciting one now. Young entrepreneurs are starting a new advertising platform leveraging from the boom in motorbike deliveries. Two young friends, John Berkowitz and Alan Band, started and grew a movable billboards business, capitalizing on the growth of on-demand and motorbike delivery industry during lockdown. Now, from one campaign and four delivery bikes in 2019, Motion Ads now runs various campaigns with 500 plus delivery bikes nationwide. One of the co-founders, Jonathan Berkowitz, joins me now for this conversation. What sparked this idea, John?
Thanks so much for having me, and great to be with you guys. So yeah, I mean, really, it started in 2019, and proud to say that, you know, really today we are working with Uber Eats. We've got more than 500 drivers, as you said in the intro. And at the base of this business is really a social enterprise where we turn food delivery bikes into moving billboards. That was the idea way back when in 2019. And now 2022, after COVID and everything else that came with it, we're really enjoying running the business and impacting the lives of all of these drivers.
And what was the first reaction when you approached a brand and said, look, we're going to put your ads on a delivery bike and you're going to get targeted audience because whoever they deliver to gets to see your ad first up? I mean, what was the reaction from some of these companies?
Yeah, you know, it's a tough thing being an innovator in a space. I think at first we got a lot of blank stares. We got a lot of confusion saying, what do you mean a moving billboard? It took a lot of educating the market in terms of what the benefits are of food delivery bikes for advertising. One of those really being the unique access to the home and the ubiquitousness of these bikes and real quality advertising space. So we started, as you said, with the pizza store. They took the plunge. They loved the idea. I think results start to speak for themselves after some time. Case studies help, and thankfully we've passed that point and we've got some really big brands with us.
Is the pizza store still with you guys? I mean, you guys have grown bigger now. Have they stuck on as a client?
So we've actually now comped them. So we still have their bikes driving around. We actually helped them build out their fleet of their own pizza delivery bikes, and we continue to do their branding. We also go there every 6 months or so for a dinner.
That's fantastic. I mean, there are the guys that had faith in you, so that sounds like a great relationship already. But you guys are not only just sticking decals on the side of a bike. There is technology and innovation as part of this business. Tell us how the app works or the innovation works that makes this business tick.
Yeah, thanks for that question. I think that's one of the core selling points of what we are as a medium, which is really this trackable platform. So much of what marketers are really looking for these days is ROI and measurement. And basically how it works with our food delivery drivers is we've got an app on each of their phones, and this tracks where they are in the country. We are, you know, in seven cities around the country. And basically it compiles it all to a server. I'll skip all of the technicalities. But at the end of every month, we serve a report to clients showing them not only heat maps of where the drivers have actually driven, but things like how many kilometers they've driven, how many hours they've been on the road, the time of day that they've been on the road, and points of interest. Specifically, you know, exciting because most of the brands are trying to target specific suburbs. So, for example, Vodacom might be trying to target Sandton and Pick and Pay. Another of our clients might be trying to target Constantia. And that's all very well, but you kind of need to see the plan. So our innovative app does that.
This must have been a great idea, given that we were all indoors for about 2 years. And if marketers needed to get, you know, eyeballs on some of those adverts, deliveries were some of the best ways to do this. But now we're outside. Are you still seeing the same kind of business you saw during COVID? Or do you have to, have a new selling point now that, you know, advertisers can go elsewhere?
Yeah, well, you know, COVID was a blessing and a curse for our business. We also were under lockdown for, I think it was level 5. We couldn't operate. The other thing is that a lot of the brands just didn't have marketing budget or weren't willing to spend it. But on the flip side of that, people started to become very familiar with ordering and ordering in. And our bikes, as you mentioned, had that access to the home that no real medium, you know, no other medium could really get to. So that was definitely helpful. Now, after COVID, there are a lot more bikes on the road. We are also working with Uber Eats, which gives us huge reach nationally and a lot of, you know, operational assistance. And we've got a lot more selling points, thankfully, than just that unique access to the home that we had during COVID.
And have you approached any venture capital companies to try and grow the business? Are you looking to go elsewhere on the continent or maybe offshore?
Yeah, well, with our partnership with Uber Eats, we do have access to scaling into Africa. So Kenya would be the next destination. But to be honest with you, we have a handful in South Africa. We've got a long way to go still. From just over 500 bikes at the moment, we're planning on scaling to 5,000 bikes. And in terms of venture capital, we are bootstrapped and happy about that. Because at the end of the day, really, the focus is on the drivers. So as long as the drivers are earning their money every month and they're earning extra from us, I'm not sure if I've mentioned this, but something we're super proud of is we've paid out over 3.5 million rand to drivers from the very beginning. So venture capital, all of these other things are less of a concern for us right now. Our major concern is to continue operating a tight ship, continue to offer our advertisers great service, and really fundamentally continue to pay out the drivers and continue to empower and support them.
That's absolutely great news. But in terms of the drivers and how you've helped them, was this something you intended to do at the very beginning, but or did you see the opportunity later to say, look, we can really upskill these guys and also improve their lives through this business?
Yeah, I think we saw the opportunity, right? It was 2019. It was, you know, January, February 2019. And at the time, I lived in Johannesburg, and there were bikes absolutely everywhere. And so as I started to see the bikes crisscrossing the streets and delivering to my house, I started to think, you know, I've got a marketing background. And so I was like, you know, why is no one advertising on these bikes? And so as we were starting to research the space, so we started to speak to the drivers themselves, and we realized their reality. We started to understand how tough it is for them. Come rain, come shine, they're out there delivering. And we decided to, at that point, not only go ahead with the business and try this campaign with the pizza store, but also to put the drivers at the center of the business. And, you know, we are a social impact business from that very start.
And just going forward in terms of the technology that you've created for the business, how important is it to keep developing and improving the product?
It's literally what I go to sleep thinking and wake up, I guess, dreaming about at night and wake up trying to implement as soon as I, you know, get out of bed in the morning. The dashboard is super, super important. It's something we work on all the time. One of the exciting things we're actually trying to do right now, similar to a lot of the digital platforms that quantify impressions, so we're trying to do so with the motorbikes. So if a bike is driving down Catherine Road in Sandton, that's great for our advertisers to know, but wouldn't it be great too if they could understand how many eyeballs might have seen that bike? And so we're doing some pretty cool work behind the scenes to make that a reality.
All right, John Berkovitz, the co-founder of Motion Ads. Good luck to you, man. And hopefully more drivers will be zipping around with those ads at the back of their bikes. Of course, that young entrepreneur, they're speaking about their business and how they're leveraging off delivery bikes and using them as advertising boards so they can attract more brands to get into that particular business.